going around chasing women, have all sorts of good times. Anyways, this fella, his sideburns, it's been just a little too long. He give away, see? Even down in Mexico, he been working in this rope factory down in Mexico now. Down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots under your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's making rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory should catch fire. He run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch. He gets inside, and there's all this funny smoke floating around up inside, and he gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire, and he say, "Yeah, baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more." Everything he only wrap it up on up in a tight burn a knapsack too. He hanging on down to the Titanic. He get to the Titanic. He standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. The captain says, "What you got, boy?" Says, "I'm coming on. This is what you got." This is I got me two changes of BVDs. I got me my guitar. I got me my address book. A pair of socks. 4 mass Marvel comic books. A tennis racket. And 497.5 feet of rope. This is 497.5 feet of rope. What do you got that for? Says, "Oh, I just carry it." So he says, "All right, go on board. And he did. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing. My God, gee. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said, "This ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell." Up to what's happening out on Titanic. She's floating around in and out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate is hanging over the rail. He's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg. Having himself a little smoke, and it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like Captain Riley, like Captain Dolly, all sorts of captain. He comes on out and he's standing on his thing right now is that he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind, and he goes, "What's that you smoking?" He says, "That ain't nothing but a little old cigarette, Captain." He says, "I don't believe it. Give me a puff." "All right." So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, It's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk." And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around the wheelhouse once. And he say, "You want another tall captain?" And the captain, he say,
three big pokes off that front little brown weed. He says, "I'm commencing to hold it in." And he walked around the wheelhouse. He went downstairs, he laid down, he got up, he ran in the other room, he sent a radiogram. He came on back in, he took a shower, he come out, he shaved. He laid down, he got up again, he turned on the television, he turned off the radio, he played a game of cribbage, he read a smart Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen, made a cup of tea, made a cup of coffee, sat down, ate a piece of pie, went upstairs, played another game of cribbage, went back in, finished his other smart Marvel comic book, laid down, he had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioner, everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck, and this is 52 minutes later, and this cat, he breathes yet. So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail. He's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, "You gotta let it out, Captain." So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor, he's out cold. Oh, this just brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The Titanic, she's sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people, they're jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over there on the rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging an iceberg. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. Midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my godsea. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack John Flumbo. They said the ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight. Grabs a hold of the wheel. Looks on out at the bow of that boat and he say, "I'm gonna move you, baby." And it did right on into an iceberg and she went right on down. It rolled me not on the sea, the band was playing it. My God, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack John Flumbo. They said, "You ship don't haul no coal." Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with them the captain. She took with them the landlubbers. She took with them the mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson White, standing up on the pier, he's fishing away. He's got himself a little stick and a line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up. It's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, "USS Titanic," and stuck right above it was a wet road check. That boy was so happy, he started doing the Eagle Rock up and down that pier like it's going outside. He comes to the Eagle Rock now. Everybody in for the Eagle Rock.
You know, actually, there is a nice little ballad on this album, too, that I don't know if anybody ever heard or remembers. Jamie Brockett. The album is called Remember the Wind and the Rain, and that's the legend of the Titanic. And somebody is probably going to write the legend of K-A-Y, something of that nature. This is Beaker Street. Oh, let's see, what do we got now? We've got about 48 minutes, no, 20, 18 minutes left. So we will try and cram in a few more good things here before all good things come to an end. The album is called Volunteers. And this is Jefferson Airplane, and this is called Wooden Ships.
Thank you.
Volunteers, Jefferson Airplane, and Wooden Ships. This is Beaker Street, the last chapter until the next one. And we've got 11 minutes. 11 minutes until the witching hour when we all turn into pumpkins. This is Black Sabbath, Ozzy and Company, and the Wizard. Not Mississippi Queen. Okay. Black Sabbath. This is Beaker Street. And that was The Wizard. This is Clyde Clifford. And this is just about it. We've got 6 minutes until midnight. It's at midnight the changeover occurs, and KAEY changes formats. And the end of, I guess, an era, and a lot of people like me who grew up with the stations, the era changes. A little of our life changes. You know, those of you who are out of state, you know, and only hear us at night, you know, as you tune by from time to time, you know, it's going to sound a little different than it has. Just think once in a while about all the good times you had and all the good sounds you heard and all the fun that we all shared right here. It's going to be a little different, and I guess we'll all be a little poorer for the fun and games and friendship we had. This station was very much a family, and I'm very proud and very honored to have been asked by David Treadway and all of the other folks that I worked with here and shared fun and hard times and all of the other things that you go through in radio. I'm proud to have been asked to help put the old girl down. We are on the old 50,000-watt transmitter, just like we were way back when. And it is about time to say our goodbyes. This is Joni Mitchell. This is the Circle Song.
in a circle game.
And all good things must come to an end. For everyone who has been here at this station, to all of you who have shared our pleasures and our happinesses, thank you. From us, our best wishes, and goodbye. This is KAAY, Little Rock.